T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better,
see, you ain't no soldier. You assume that you're dating her or something like that. Why y'all can't just be friends? But if you guys go out, like, whatever, and he does your carpet, that's just your carpet guy. I think it's kind of a double standard. I don't know. That's my
why
question.
Because you feel like because people are gonna automatically assume that you're dating whatever.
Yeah, so I just think it's a double standard. I don't know. Just something that popped up off the top of my head, but just wanted to talk a little bit about that. But I want to talk a little bit about relationships in general. I mean, we're getting older. We've been out of school for a little while now, and you know, some of the things that we learn in terms of getting into relationships and out of relationships, as you know, some been married, some been divorced, some are still in the same relationships. Like, what are some of the lessons that you learn in terms of like relationships, in terms of your own personal growth?
For me personally, I think the biggest lesson that I've learned in my relationships is just understanding and appreciating myself and my self-worth and my self-value. I think it has a huge difference in how you show up in a relationship, right? If you if you don't know what you're worth, and you're more susceptible to taking things that you shouldn't be taking and dealing with things you shouldn't be dealing with, and just allowing things that you really shouldn't be allowing. But when you do understand your self-worth and your self-value, I think that you show up differently. Like I said, you kind of, I don't demand, but you attract different, right? You attract people that are going to fall in line with the way that you respect yourself and the way that you treat yourself better.
I agree with that. And I think, you know, a lot of times people get into relationships at a really young age. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking early 20s. And you guys have kids together. And, you know, when you have kids together, certain responsibilities come with that. Mm-hmm. And you kind of, you know, give yourself away a little bit, right? Because it's give and take. It just becomes, the line becomes blurred, you know, as time goes on, of how much you've given, you're right, versus how much you're receiving. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that I'm kind of like, you know, wrapping my mind around as I get older and, you know, understanding relationships a little bit more. You know, that's a lot. And you got to have a limit. You have to have a limit.
Boundaries,
you
healthy boundaries.
You have
right?
to.
Actually, I agree with you. And that's something as well. I think just kind of, you know, a compliment to what I was just saying about your self-worth and your self-value is that you kind of learn there's a balance, right, of energy. There's a balance, like you said, of give and take, of, you know, receiving and what have you. And just learning that it's okay and it's healthy to establish boundaries. You know, it's not selfish or, you know, it's so funny because you have people that are so on different ends of the spectrum. It's when it comes to women, especially, I guess, younger women. I hear, you know, I talk to different men and women, and they'll say, you know, you have the women that expect the man to pay for everything and do everything, and just because they're there, right?
Call
it's just
mercy.
Like, you should be taking care of this and this and this and X, Y, and Z, right? And you have other women that are out here taking care of these
everything
these dudes out here these days that don't want to work or do whatever. So it's, you know, it's such a broad spectrum. But again, understanding your value and your self-worth and what you're really about and how you deserve what you really deserve out of life,
right?
Then you really just set up them healthy boundaries, you know, and you'd be like, no, I'm not doing this. We're not doing it this way. We're gonna do it this way. And if you're not cool with it, then you don't have to do it. We can move, you know, go our separate ways, and you can be okay with that because you have that appreciation and for yourself, and you are more willing to wait for what it is that you really deserve and what you know, what you desire.
Right. I agree with you. I mean, I wish I could disagree with you so we have something to go back and forth with, but I kind of agree with you. Like, you know, if you get in these situations and you feel like yourself is lost and, you know, you're in relationships and you're questioning things like that, you really got to come back and center yourself. I know you were talking to me a little bit earlier about, you know, chakras and stuff like that, right? So, you know, being able to, some people meditate, pray, whatever the case may be, to get yourself back centered. You know, because you got to find you. If you don't find you, you're lost, because you're going to be in trouble, because you then become really, really, really toxic because you're not able to communicate effectively with your partner. Mm-hmm. You're not able to understand and receive information. And we'll talk a little about that later on,
exactly.
Which is the key element. I mean, if you can't talk to this person, you know, there's a serious problem. I think it is. I think communication is key.
I completely agree, right? And that's exactly right, Pressure, excuse me. That's what we hit in the nail on the head with today. I'm sorry. You know, communication is the word of the evening.
Right.
And that's what we want to talk about in different levels, whether it's you're just meeting, you know, somebody new or, you know, even a friendship, right? Whether it's a coworker, whoever it is, you have to have understand how to communicate with another person. And yeah, you're absolutely right.
Right. So let me just take a little bit real quick. So like communication, right? You're a single woman nowadays. You're in COVID times. How are you dating? I don't know. I'm not getting in your business, but I'm just curious. Like, how are women dating right now? Like, what is the situation? What is the platform? Like, what's going on? Are we on these social sites? Are we meeting up these secret meetings behind over here? Like, is there a spot? I don't know. Tell me.
I don't know. You asking me like I got the? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, there's not really a whole lot of options right now, right? We're supposed to be trying to be safe and stay distant and all that. And I know, especially when the weather was warm, you know, I'll pop out every once in a while and go, you know, get some fresh air, go to hang out, whatever. But, you know, just have to be careful with that as well, right? You still can't be nowhere super crowded, what have you. So, yeah, so it's like almost, especially in the days and times that we're living in where everything is, you know, in the cyber age, right? Okay. There's a lot of people that are, you know, that's the cyber dating is just the next thing on that, right? So whether it's social media, the sites, and or, you know, I guess you have Zoom. I've heard some people like do Zoom dates or Zoom happy hours and things like that. So I guess you got, you know, if you're trying to, we just don't have a way to really connect like we really want to right now, right? So if that's the only let me back up. I already see the wheels turning. We don't have, you know, that's what we left with, right? It's social media platforms and all that. I mean, and then, you know, there are some places you can go here and there, right? And go in Virginia, at least, you know, there's some places you can go and be the only people in the restaurant. Be the only people sitting in the restaurant. It's a little strange, you know. But yeah, I think you're right. I think the bulk of meeting new people and all that is initiated at least by social media.
But isn't that curbing today's relationships even currently? Right. Let's say you were in a relationship, we're wanting to exit a relationship, but you're nervous because you don't know what's out there. I mean, I've heard 1,000 times. I don't know what's out there. I don't want to go out there. I want to be safe. I'm gonna save my PJs and do this. Women literally do that. And they're okay with it for a certain amount of time. Right. But just like they're human, men are human, we all crave, you know, affection on some kind of level, some kind of connection. Sure. So, I mean, when you take that away, that human element, you know, it's a little daunting because now, you know, not only do you have the anxiety of, oh, I'm never going to meet somebody that I want or to my standards, but, you know, I'm not able to have a physical connection. And that messes with your mental a little bit. Okay. Because I don't know for you, but physically, like, I have to have a healthy regimen. If I don't have a healthy regimen, we have issues. Everybody around me got issues. I'm trying to tell you, this is what it is. I got a timer. My timer's going to go off. We got to do something. But I mean, I think that actually is taking a toll on relationships too, because nobody can meet anybody else, and like you feel like you're locked in your situation unless you're sliding on the low.
It's weird. I mean, I'm really hoping we get, you know, can have a little more freedom soon, right? And move around the country like we want to. In the meantime, like I said, I think it's social media. And then, of course, you know, build that rapport and you feel safe. You know, then you get to start building, connecting with that person. But yeah, for right now, I'm okay with that time, right? That time to be just still and get some things accomplished, you know, without the distractions, you know, that come with those building those new connections and relationships right now. But, you know, that's for everybody in their personal journey, right? Wherever they're at, you know. But I don't know.
But I have noticed that. So in COVID times, all right, single women tend to be more driven to their goal in business because they're closing out other distractions.
It shouldn't be just single women. It should be everybody.
Well, I'm just saying and more often than, I mean, I'm not talking to a whole bunch of dudes. No. I don't know. Wait a minute. Listen. Holler at me right quick. I said
it. But I'm sure you know, you talk to your homeboys and stuff like that, right? I mean, don't you know what's going on with them at all? You keep in touch with them? Mm-hmm. So, right. So, ideally, right, we've had an extended period of time here to really focus on goals and really change your life. You know, if you really want to put that work into to whatever your goals and things you've been putting off because you never had the time to do. You never had the, you know, whatever to do. Now you have nothing but, you know, a lot of people, you know, I shouldn't say for everybody, but a lot of people have so much time on their hands, right? So if that was something that was really important to you or really something that was something you really want to accomplish in life, this was the time, or this is still, we're still in it, right? So like I said, take that energy that you are usually spending and focusing and, you know, whether it's chasing other women or men or whatever you run around doing, now is it, right? And like I said, to change your life and put yourself in the direction that you want to head in life.
Yeah. So I just hope that everybody had an opportunity to take advantage of the time, you know? Yeah. So we'll see.
And also too, since we know we're talking about communication, again, this is also too an opportunity to build and strengthen the communication and the relationship. Again, I'm always preaching, right, that you have with yourself, because that's where it all starts, with communication with everybody. If you can't communicate and have a good dialogue with your own self, you know, if you're lying to yourself about certain things, which we, you know, a lot of us do it, right?
Fool yourself.
Exactly. This is a perfect opportunity, like I said, to build that relationship and that communication within yourself before you try to incorporate other people and other energies and other aspects to those other relationships and be strong with that.
So do you think it's okay? Let's say a person got a relationship. Do you think another person that comes into the relationship can help heal you and get to another place, or do you have to do that by yourself?
I think it should be starting with self again. You know, of course, if we have people around us, they should be positive influence. They should be bringing nothing but good things to you that help you want to be better and drive yourself to be better.
Right.
But it all starts with self. You can't rely on and expect somebody else to help you, to make you better, to make you, you know, to heal you or anything like that. It's all about you. You know, you and your relationship with your creator, you know, with whoever you believe in. But and I think that's where a lot of people fail too. You're looking for somebody else, looking for your happiness in another person, right?
Yep.
Looking for the other person to fill a void in you and a gap in you. And that person, they're never gonna be able to. I won't say. I mean, of course, people make each other happy, right? That's why people come together, whatever.
Right.
But if your happiness lies in another person, it's not gonna ever be. Never be a permanent thing, right? What if that person, you know, God forbid, gets hit by a bus, you know, or gets sick or what have you? You know what I'm saying? Then what? Does that mean you're just not going to be happy the rest of your life?
Mm.
You know, it can't reside in another person. You have to be able to be self-sustaining and happy with your own self regardless of what's going on around you.
That's right.
So
bring your own vibe. Bring your own vibe. Bring your own energy, man. Please exit all the negativity. If you can, please do it as soon as possible. It seems like an uphill battle, but you can do it. You got it. So just want to get into your 15 minutes. I want to talk a little bit about your topic.
So we're talking about communication. And since you already mentioned it a little bit, I've been learning a little bit like about just meditation, just understanding, understanding myself, just having a better relationship with myself and just understanding why I did some of the things I did, what was really going on with me, you know, my past and my thought process.
So
learning about that is, and just a little bit, I don't want to get too far into it because I know it's kind of like hippy dippy for some people, but
right.
But learning about like your chakras, exactly, and those are your energy centers that flow through your body, and every chakra is pertaining to a different function in your body. So your throat chakra is the one we want to focus on tonight, and that's what helps again with your communication. So again, just understanding, you know, if you have a closed throat chakra, if you will, that means that you a lot of times don't speak up for yourself.
Okay.
So, and that's something that, you know, I think some people and other people, I know for me in particular in the past, it was something I would not do because I just didn't want to rock the boat. Or I didn't want to start trouble. Or I just wanted to, you know, keep it moving. But you really are teaching people how to treat you. And you're allowing them, you're teaching them that it's okay for you to keep stepping on me, you know, for you to keep, you know, whatever they're doing, for things to keep going a little bit further to the left, a little bit further to the left. And then you wake up one day, you way over here, you're like, what happened?
Right.
You know, how do we get here? You know, but it's because, you know, not speaking up for yourself, not having that confidence in within yourself and that strength within yourself and having a dialogue with yourself. Like, no, this is really not cool with me. And again, going back to what we were talking about earlier,
right?
Those healthy boundaries. Like, no, we're going to stop right here. Let me check you and let you know where this is, you know, how things are going to go or not going to go. And like I said, it's okay. It's a good thing. It's healthy for you, yourself, for your self-love and for the other person to know this is how you need to treat me or this is how you don't need to treat me and this is not going to work.
Real quick, I just want to step in real quick. I don't mean to cut you off, but you know, anxiety,
yep.
People have a lot of issues with anxiety nowadays, you know? So it's, you're scared to speak up for one reason or another, whether it's trauma back in your day or something that's happened to you currently, or even just the present that you're going through that you don't want to, like you said before, you don't want to bother anybody, but that's a real thing. And it's almost to the point where, you know, you
depression,
don't want to do nothing,
all that stuff.
And that's real.
Yeah. Depression, anxiety, all that stuff. Again, like I said, if you, you know, and I'm not laughing at it, but if you are experiencing all these issues, you know, already within yourself, those are the things you should be focused on, not trying to date somebody else, right? Not trying to build a relationship. You know, I mean, of course, you have to be connected to other people in a sense. But as far as trying to build a healthy relationship with somebody and you already, you know, dealing with these issues within yourself, like until you really sit and address those and like, what's going on with me? Why am I feeling this way? Or get the help or reach out for the help that you need to make yourself better. I feel like it's really a far reach to try to build something healthy with somebody else when you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself.
I got you. So let me say something real quick. Unpopular opinion. I think a person is able to dictate however fast that they're able to heal on their own. And let me explain that a little bit. You know, let's say a person gets out of a relationship and they're like, oh, you need time to heal. You need like a year or 2 years or whatever. And that's the proper time to do it. Every situation is different.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a timeline on it.
That's what I'm saying, but there's some people who have that stigma. Even I had that stigma for a while, you know, way back in the day, you know, when I was dating. I just got a relationship. Maybe I should wait some months. But if you're ready and you feel that you're physically ready to go back out there, you should do that. You know, don't waste your time. If you understand your body and you understand what's going on and you have a firm concept and you're confident, I think you should go ahead and re-enter the world whenever you feel like it, not a preconceived notion, if that makes sense.
So this is when you say you were asking for a time to disagree.
Yeah, go ahead. That's what
I mean. There we go. Agree and I disagree. So I don't think there's a pre. I don't think you can say, okay, well, you're together for this amount of time. It should be 6 months here or 8 months here or a year. I don't feel like that's accurate. I do feel like you owe yourself the opportunity to disconnect from that person and their energy.
Okay.
And really just spend, you know, I don't see you being able to heal in a week or heal in a month if you've been with somebody for years and years and years, or heal in a couple months. I don't think that's realistic. And again, I think it goes back to, are you being honest with yourself?
Yep.
Are you really okay? Like, did you really put all that baggage down? Did you really let that go? So when the next person comes along, you're not going to be putting that on them and blaming them for doing things that the last person did, right? Are you really okay? And I think we sometimes can trick ourselves and convince ourselves, well, I'm all right, you know what I'm saying? Or just keep pushing through whatever. But did you really take that time, like I said, to build and be okay with you? Being okay being by yourself.
Yes.
That's another thing, too. Like, are you okay? Because some people just don't like to be alone, right?
They don't.
People just hop from situation to situation to situation because they just can't handle being alone, because that's the time when the thoughts start rolling in and the emotions start flowing. And they like, okay, versus dealing with this and what's really going on with me, let me hop on to the next person and have that distraction. You know, so you're not even taking the time to really address, you know, how did I show up in that last relationship that I was in? You know, not only you can't always put it on the other person, or you can never put it all on one person.
No,
right?
It's two parties.
We both showed
parties.
Up. So how did I show up in that relationship? And really just give your time for that self-reflection, for that healing, all that stuff. So I, like I said, though, I don't think it's okay. You can say it's 6 months or exactly a year. I think we all owe ourselves. And I feel like when I see like my friends and other people that don't do that and they hop from situation to situation to situation, it just ends up a mess on top of a mess on top of a mess, you know, and it's like they can't never get it, you know, can't get right. And so, you know, and enjoy that time with yourself, you know, enjoy that time that you grow and thrive so much in that time and really figuring out who, and that's a lot of times too, when people really figure out who they are, you know? So
let me interject a little something real quick. I think it's more so for women in my own dealings and things in my life. If a woman makes a lateral move, right? I'm gonna call it a lateral.
It's not the government now.
We're gonna call it a lateral move because you ain't gonna upgrade me. Like, we're gonna do this. We'll be equal, but you ain't. No.
They said they can't get no better than you. No pressure.
Listen. I gotta have confidence in myself. If I don't, who else gonna believe in me?
True.
I'm just saying. I'm not coming all cocky. I'm just saying. I believe in me.
Got you.
But
got you.
I'm just saying. You know, a lot of times in the longer relationships. Mm-hmm. Over 5, 6, 7 years or whatever, you know, if you know a relationship is possibly going to end, you know, there's kind of smoke signals coming up here. Do you reach back into the bag from like 7, 8, 9 years ago? Like from, oh boy, I remember him from high school. They're still cool. We still, you know, that kind of contact. I don't know. I'm asking you because I'm a guy looking from outside looking in. Do women kind of do that sometimes?
So as a woman, I don't really look. I don't really look for anything or anyone.
Excuse,
I, you know,
and,
No. Wait, I mean, no, so no, that's no, and, no. And it. I don't really look. I just kind of like to let things flow and let things come to me as they're supposed to.
Okay.
You know, and and actually something too, like I'm learning more about, you know, every day as I'm getting older and just appreciating being a woman, right? And the fact that that's our energy, our feminine strength, you know, we have masculine and feminine energy within us, you know, as women, but just appreciating that. And that's, we're not supposed to be, you know, if you think about like a what's an outlet and a like, was it the receiver and the, you know, you have attachments, you have cords and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're built a certain way, right? They're one way is built to put into, and one is built to receive, right?
Gotcha.
And women are built to receive, right? So, and I know everybody's different. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's something I was going to talk about as well. But I just feel like it's whenever it's supposed to come to me or come for me, will, you know, and I'm not about to go searching or looking or chasing after, you know. But again, men are different,
magnet.
Right? But no, I didn't know anything like that.
Okay, I'm a slice
I just think
like
that's
that.
Women in general. Yeah. I feel like that's supposed to be. And I know that there's women that do not agree with that. And I've seen it. I know there's some really aggressive women, you know, especially these days. But that's actually a reflection of an imbalance of that throat chakra. When you're really aggressive, you know, or when you just dominate a conversation, you can't allow a conversation to flow, you know, to listen as well as talk. That is a reflection again of your throat chakra being out of balance.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. Aggressive women are really, really good in when you're talking about that regard, when they're over seven, I'm just personal. I'm just like, I can't do it right now.
You don't. It doesn't make you feel uncomfortable when a woman is super aggressive.
No, wait. It depends on how the aggressive is taking. Like, if she takes it in like to another level, trying to dominate, mm-hmm. but you know, not knowing her strength mm-hmm. and how to control all that. Yes, it does become uncomfortable. But mm-hmm. I do like a stronger woman who is assertive, understands what she does.
I feel like there's a difference though between assertive and aggressive.
Okay,
but please. You know, like assertive, like okay, like I know what I want, I know whatever. But aggressive is like, let me come snatch you up. Like, I'm what's the right, like
sometimes.
Like Wanda, right? Like Wanda snatching up, you know what I'm saying? Like that type of, or Shanaynay, right? Like right, you got right. this, you know, aggressive, but I think there's a difference. And I,
there is,
you know, so, but I'm going to let you finish.
Nah, I mean, it's a balance, but you know, you just, I don't know. I think there's a balance in between it. And sometimes people overstep that boundary a little bit and become uncomfortable. But if you're able to have that conversation and again, that person's able to receive that and be like, look, I like it up to this point. And they're like, okay, cool. And then they change it, you know, and they're still comfortable with that change and they're still who they are, then that's cool. But if you're like, I don't like it, and she's like, I don't care. You got a problem, bro. Because it went from beige to, bro, listen, bro, let me holler at you right quick. You're not going to
do about it, punk.
Here we go. All right, early. Toxic. Hit the button. Call. Come get them.
I've actually had some of my male friends have told me, and not too long ago, actually, that, you know, they've been out and about somewhere, and, like, some women will just be like, hey, I want you. You know, like, just call. I'm like, and it's, again, it's the difference between assertive and aggressive, but, mm-hmm. like, what's on them, you know? Like,
I like it.
You know?
I guess
everybody's different, right? Mm. Everybody, different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. But I just try to fall back.
No, that's good. No, for real. Honestly, I like it. Sometimes it's good. All the time, not so much. You know,
it doesn't make you feel emasculated at all.
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm everybody's different, and in my dealings with men, a mm-hmm. lot of men don't like that. More dominant woman. Mm-hmm. You know, they like the more submissive woman or whatever, for the case may be. I mean, that's just their choice. But mm-hmm. my personal choice, I do like an aggressive woman every now and then. Come mm-hmm. get it. You want it? Come get it. What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? How you gonna act right now? Okay. I like that. Whole time I have a scenario going on in my mind. I'm like, you know what? I can check this, yeah, but I got
an outfit for that.
Huh? I got an outfit for it. Dress it up, drop it down. We out here. Let's go. Go to bed. Mom, it's like 7. Go to bed now. Yeah, but no, I mean, like you say, different stroke, different folks. Yeah. That's where we're at, though. But, you know, it's just my 2 cents. I'm over here, though. But I do like, you know, a submissive woman as well. And, again, that also goes both ways, you know. So, that healthy balance, that healthy communication, I think that's kind of where we are right now. So, I agree.
Yeah. So just real quick before we transition and bring on our special guest, which I'm super excited about bringing her on and introducing her. Just, you know, I got to bring a couple Pure Romance, you know, and some flavor here to it. So we're talking about communication. And also to another conversation I've had not too long ago with some friends of mine is just, you know, for the people that are going out from time to time and, you know, of course, being socially distanced and safe and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a study that I've actually read, a couple of studies I've read actually about pheromones. Are you familiar with pheromones? At all. Mm-hmm. You are. So for those of you mm-hmm. who are not, pheromones are actually a chemical that our bodies create naturally. And they, not even just human beings, animals created as well, their bodies created as well. Mm-hmm. And it's a natural attractant. They say it's a sexual attractant, but it's just a natural attractant an odor, if you will, that puts out a signal to not even just people of the opposite sex, people of the same sex as well. So it's something that... is either, again, it's naturally made by our bodies, mm-hmm. but also too, we have some manufacturers like Pure Romance that have man-made pheromones. And so this man-made. Is actually, yeah, there's some, yeah, man-made pheromones. And that's, this is Basic Instinct. And Basic Instinct is actually one of those man-made pheromones. And that's what it is. It's just a rollerball full of pheromones that you put on your pulse points, either on your wrist, on your neck, your décolletage, whatever. And it just, again, it just helps really emit, strengthens the emission of those pheromones that you put out. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, we highly encourage people that are doing like customer service. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're working with people, it helps people increase their tips. Ooh. And it's really cool. Whenever I do in-home parties for ladies that I usually do, I always start off the party with those because it literally just changes the atmosphere. It changes the energy in the room. Everybody just starts getting like a little bit happier, a little bit just more open, I guess, if you will. And it's really cool too because it literally works with your body's natural chemistry and it creates mm-hmm. its own your own personalized fragrance. So it'll smell, you know, like spicy on one woman or sweet and sweet on the next woman. What? It's really cool. And then I'll have the women go around and they smell and compare the scents that it's created on them.
Hold on, dude, what up? I didn't hear you. No. Repeat it. I didn't hear you. Repeat it.
I have the woman put it on their wrist, mm-hmm. and then I have them smell mm-hmm. each other's wrist, so yep. they can compare the difference in the smell that's been created. Like, so working with their own body's natural chemistry compared to the lady that's sitting next to them.
I got you.
So, mm-hmm. so silly. And so a lot of our products are a lot of our. It does, right? And you can use. It's not like a feminine thing. It's a pheromone. It's you know, equal unisex. But a lot of our bath and body products, like their perfume, just a little bit, and actually don't rub it because it breaks it down. So just rub it rub it on your wrist.
Okay.
And you're good. But a lot of our bath and body products and our perfumes as well, they also are infused with pheromones to exactly do the exact same thing. And like I said, it just sends out like this. Oh, now you about to have everybody all hyped in here.
Hey. You know, hey, listen. Pheromone out. What you want
to
do?
But it is, like I said, it's a natural attractant. And it's funny, you put it on and you go, and you know, whenever you have to deal with people, you know, they don't know what that is, whatever. They don't know. But it's just it's something that works chemically with their brain. And it's like, I need to be next to that person. I don't want to get closer to that person. And actually, a lot of studies say that's how people choose their life partners. It's a subconscious decision they make based on the smell and the way that they're attracted to each other. So,
interesting.
So, really cool stuff. So, yep. So, that's it for now. We'll hold these off until later. But yeah. So, I just wanted to bring a couple of Pure Romance things. Like I said, just really cool. And just will really help, hopefully, assist with making it not so hard to communicate with other people if you're really trying to get out and meet new people, if you are getting out and about.
Nobody's getting out, though.
Some people are. I've seen a lot of people out.
You're risky, man.
It is what it is, but people are doing it. I remember going to the harbor over the summer, and I had my mask on. Me and my group, we sat outside. You know, we sat outside. We were away from each other. We, you know, doing what we're supposed to do. And I went inside the restaurant to use the restroom, mm-hmm. and there's people piled on the bar, all on top of each other, no masks, no nothing. So it's people still going. I'm not saying that that's right.
I know they are.
I'm not saying that it's right or that's cool, but that's the reality. It is what it is.
I'm people.
You know?
I go out too.
I mean, like I said, I do go out from time. So I'm not going to say that I don't. I wear my mask. I try to keep my distance from everybody, you know, and just keep washing my hands and not touching a whole lot. But yes, like I said, for the people that are and they're going out in hopes, of course, to meet people, you want to get you some basic instincts, like I said, and get some people to come to you.
This
yeah,
this
isn't
smells,
that cool?
Yeah, this smells pretty good.
Like I said, it's gonna smell different on you pink. And different.
Is it like
it's just blue? Oil. It's just like an oily, just an oil color. Okay. So like the colors like of like vegetable oil or
I
something
do
like that.
I mean, married couples can kind of do that.
You know? Anybody could do that. Like I said, wherever you're gonna be, anytime you need to be getting around or dealing with other people, it's always gonna help you. So sometimes when we was in the quarantine, a couple weeks in, and my kids were driving me crazy. I was like, let me try to help myself out. you know, help the vibes out a little bit because going crazy in there. So, it's awesome. Like I said, that's one of my more popular items that I sell. So, like I said, the perfumes, a lot of the lotions, things like that, they all are infused with pheromones. So,
okay, and where can they pick that up again?
They can pick that up at www.pureromance.com/Natasha Woods, or you can reach out to me on my Instagram page at Parties, letter T, PARTIES by PR. That's Instagram. And then for Facebook, I'm just Natasha Woods on Facebook. So.
Fantastic. Thank you, Tasha. As we head into the break, let me just name a few shows that we got going on. Sunday, 10 a.m., we have Two Guys Bull Chatting with your boy Torque and JB. Monday at 10 p.m., No Tomatoes Will Be Sold. So if you want your music heard, please send it to Be Sold or music@rmxradio.com. With that, you need to include your artist name, title, and MP3 only. No excuses. It's a real simple process. music@rmxradio.com. Get your song heard on this radio. Tuesday, 12 a.m., we got Muji Mumbles with Muji. She's crazy, man. She's wild. Tuesday, 11 a.m., we got Faith on the Field with Rob. We had Tuesday, FBCL Hour with Tracy Clark and Bishop. Tuesday, 1 p.m., On the Mic with Mike Flores. Tuesday, 7 p.m., Fantasy Football Real Talk with Glenn the Guru. And then Wednesday, 7 p.m., that's us, Natasha and Pressure, with Bring Your Own Vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much. We're going to take a quick break, get right back with you with Dr. Z. Absolutely fantastic. Thanks so much. We'll be right back.
M-E-T-R-O. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier. You fold under
pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way, like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on in that minute's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you fold under pressure. Smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's schedule. I ride by my lonely, cause these niggas tellin'. Snitch. And you know that I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feelin'. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Best set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it steppin'. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. Holdin' that water, won't spill it. When I die, nigga, secrets. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way, like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way, like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. Pressure bust pipes, we know you ain't right. Neighborhood news channel on site.
Lose less, but he never wanna fight. Smoking pressure, I be high as a kite.
Under pressure, I perform quite nice. Circle small, cause these niggas ain't right. We ain't never been cool or tight. Thoroughbreds keep around me all night.
If you got a problem, nigga, we'll solve him. Lay him down so he can't do no talking. I blame, man, this hammer get the sparking. Niggas ain't safe, he ain't moving target.
Once I see him, then you know that I got a power for the shit that he popping. Bodies flow like a shuck.
I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way, like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way, like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure.
They will.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Bring your own vibe, BYOV. Natasha, please introduce your next guest, man.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm super excited, and I love how, you know, this with this journey that we've been doing thus far, I love seeing, like, different synchronicities and just fortuitous things. And didn't have no clue, you know, I reached out to Dr. Z a few weeks ago when we first started doing this, and was like, you know, I really want you to come and come, you know, share your light, you know, on the show and everything. And did not realize when we scheduled it for today that today is National Women's Physicians Day, right? So our producer just told us that. So that's awesome, right? So
shout out to JB. Yes, JB.
Thank you, JB, for the knowledge, for the jewels. Yes.
Two guys bull chatting. I'm telling you, two guys bull chatting.
So that's awesome that we have you here today to celebrate that. And just real quick, so this is Dr. Zerline Chambers-Kersey. She has been a practicing OBGYN in this area for over 30 years. Just awesome, awesome woman. And I just want to just quickly provide a little nugget so on how I met her. And so my little brother and her son played soccer together from the time that they were about 5-6 years old. And so, you know, when you go, you got your sibling that plays sports, you got to always hang out and entertain yourself on the sidelines and I figure out what you're going to do. And I always loved every, like, game. Every game, I always loved Dr. Z. She would be on the sidelines hyping everybody up. Shake and bake! Shake and bake! And I'll never forget that. And I used to be looking for her at the games. I was like, where is she at? Because she would just hype everybody up and just bring her light and her spirit to everybody around her. And absolutely nothing has changed
it's
about
crazy
that.
Crazy how we
you.
Remember those things.
Oh my God, I love
remember
that
small
stuff.
Things like that. Like
and to me, that's one of the blessings. And actually, I moved out of the area for a while, but once I had my daughters and they got to a certain age, I wanted to move back into this area because of people like you. Because I was so blessed and fortunate to grow up with a community, you know, around me of people that, you know, I still reach out to that I've known since I was a kid for 30 years, you know, Mr. Garcia, you know, my soccer coach, you know, that lives around the corner from you. Like, people like that, you know, that's so priceless to me. And that's such Garcia. A, especially particularly being a Black woman and seeing other Black women doing awesome things in the world. It just, I'm so grateful to have been raised and had that around me to help to mold me, instruct me, and point me in the right direction and reach out to if I had questions or issues or what have you. So anyway, sorry, enough of me talking. So thank you so much for coming. Welcome, Dr. Zerline Chambers. Welcome here. Thank you for joining. joining us.
Thank you so much for coming. Welcome. I've heard so many good things about you. I have never been to OBGYN. But I heard you're the best. I mean, like, that's my OBGYN. I heard that so many times. I'm like, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, everybody knows,
like,
Dr.
everybody
Z.
knows Dr. Z. I was like, now I know Dr. Z, but I know she's the go-to. She, yeah. Give me the heads up. That good. Nope. Toxic. Gotta keep me in the loop. Dr. Z. But yeah, definitely did a little bit of research on you, you know, kind of what you're doing. We saw, you know, you have a facility down in Dumfries, correct?
Yeah.
You know, you're doing gynecology, obstetrician, you know, cosmetic expert, you know, you got various verticals, infertility, pregnancy, aesthetics. Tell me a little bit about the stuff that you got going on over there. I mean, you got a hand in doing a lot of stuff.
Well, I've been an OBGYN for about 37 years,
okay.
And in private practice for about 26, and I love doing OBGYN, but I wanted to do something else because all of my women would just complain about, oh, I'm so tired of being fat. After I have this baby, just I'm fat, or, you know, mm-hmm. what can I do to look better, or this or that.
Right.
So I invested in some aesthetic products that help. No downtime, mm-hmm. no major pain or discomfort, nice. And you kind of get back to right what you're doing, as opposed to having something that's invasive, is non-invasive.
Okay.
So it's like fat reduction, and Natasha has, she tried to kill me yesterday. But they did a great job. I said, I'm going to let you just act like you're doing the whole thing, because they've been training to do it, and she's so good. I mean, she's so good with getting people to just relax and that.
Right.
But they were scaring me yesterday. They broke my machine. You broke the machine. It is so funny because they had taken like the metric system, and instead of putting it on the imperial system, which is like inches and feet,
yeah.
they put on the metric, and it went, machine wouldn't. They were like, I was five centimeters tall, and so it wouldn't take it. It kept saying nope.
You broke it.
No, you broke it. Yeah, she did.
Nope, it's okay.
But they did,
Dr. Z.
Great,
it's okay.
She it was broke so funny. It. Yeah, and I had to sit up with all the stuff on me, saying like, what? You know, and then I said, here it is. I kept saying, it's going to be something simple.
Right.
And it was, but it was great because, you know, you never lose
mm-hmm.
and make a mistake. You're just always learning.
Right.
Amen. So I don't say we lose ever. You know, mm-hmm. we always win.
Absolutely.
Ultimately, you know. So I was so excited. And then they did the thing on me to tighten the muscles. And she was like, she said, you want some more? And I was on the bed like, tetany, going like, no, because the machine goes into different rotations to
right.
with your muscles. And I was like going, so, and I said, no, you can't do it like that. So she get clients, she's going to be good.
But did you die?
No, I didn't die. But I was sore as all get out walking around today.
Have mercy.
But it was fun. It was fun. So an hour and a half thing turned into what, about 4 hours? I missed my 7 o'clock eating curfew, but it was fun, and they had a good time, and they learned. I really felt like, you know, you don't forget
mm-hmm.
when you make something that's not right.
Right.
You know, and so I was wanting to see that, and they were troubleshooting,
mm-hmm.
and that's a good thing to know. Someone's going to troubleshoot and not give up, and they weren't giving up. Even though she kept putting that thing in, mm-hmm. and they kept saying, nope. But it was good. So I'm really proud of them. And I also do the skin.
Mm-hmm.
I do microneedling and
nice.
Laser dermabrasion.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so we do quite a few things.
What's microneedle? I never heard of that.
They're actually little microneedles. And they go into your skin
mm-hmm.
and they make the collagen, the fibroblasts get bigger. Instead of you getting injected and getting those injections, I feel like if God really wanted us to have that in our system,
it
would be in it. And yeah. I don't know where it goes because you have to keep putting more in.
Oh, man.
So one day,
you're
I
talking
think,
about Botox.
Yeah. And I think one day it's going to come out saying, this is not right for you.
Right.
You know, it's costing this mm-hmm. because, but, you know, for the price of beauty, but this allows your skin and your face and your body all over mm-hmm. to do what it was doing
mm-hmm.
and bring it back to life.
Wow.
It's the same thing I do when I do vaginal rejuvenation with my laser. I have a Mona Lisa, of all people, that it's called after.
Oh.
A hard-looking woman, but...
Mona Lisa. Give her the Mona Lisa. If it's not right, go give her the Mona Lisa. Go to Dr. Z. You need to go get a Mona Lisa.
Juice that thing up.
So, and I have found that it's not the only thing that's going to make it all together great. All
right.
That my mm-hmm. girls' products here really add in and help to make those other things better. So mm-hmm. everybody thinks they're like foo-foo, but they're not. We found some medical backing for some of the things that it will do, they will do to help you out.
Absolutely.
So with incontinence and your bladder control, mm-hmm. and sensation, mm. and lubrication, and just getting you to be able to be aroused, because getting the blood flow fixed up there going much better, because that's mainly thing people have as we mature.
Yeah.
We mature, mm-hmm. you know, the blood flow for penile, mm. and for the vagina area, mm-hmm. tends to get less, and that causes problems for erections and for vaginal stimulation.
Interesting.
So it takes long, and we forget about our foreplay. Yeah. You know, the thing we did when we were like younger, just starting out and scared, yeah. you know, now it's like bing, bong, bing, yep. bong. You know, and when you get your certain age, there's no bing, bong. And then, you know, your wife or somebody walks away from you saying like, and you're looking somewhere else, and it doesn't have to be that way.
Interesting.
You know, you just have to go backwards. Everything, we came in bald, we go mm. out bald. People say, my hair, my pubic hair is all gone. Mm. So when you came in bald, you're going out bald.
Oh, no. I don't want to go bald too quick. Wait a minute.
Came in diapers, go in diapers,
and
right?
That's right. You know, so, I mean, so you just have to take and do things to take care of yourself.
Right.
Invest in yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and so I do all those things there. And, I mean, we have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it gives me a break from just doing the medical stuff all the time.
Right, right.
And I have to let them know, don't ask me medical stuff while you're on the table. Mm-hmm. You know, but it just gives me a break, and it's just something to relax with, and I enjoy it so much, and I love seeing the results.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing people happy, men and women.
Yeah,
I have someone from the government, he's with the National Guard at the White House, and his wife flies Air Force too.
Okay, nice.
And so they're military, and they come, and they've gotten their muscles, because they're in shape, flexed all up, and now the packs are coming out more. And
got packs coming out
all
more.
That, yeah. So, yeah, good. So, you know, so it's for men. It's unisex. It's for men and women. And I have several men that have been coming, getting their microneedling and their laser genesis to their face and all that, you know, just to get their skin and everything looking nice from the sun damage.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't take care, you know, don't know how to take care of their skin.
Right.
So that may be a very good thing. Now, I just want to take a step back a little bit, because we mentioned this a while ago, women take a long time to go to the restroom. And apparently, I guess after you have kids, that it's a process where you have to go quicker. Now, I don't know. It's like the baby sits on your bladder and you have enough children, and that changes how your bladder functions. Is that true?
In some women, it will depend on the size of your baby, how much you pushed, and, you know, if you got any tears or lacerations, or a baby just came through. You know, they push us now not to do any episiotomies, which is to cut the area in the vaginal between the vagina and the rectum. Ooh. To allow more room for the baby to come out. Mm. And instead you're just pushing and stretching and pushing and stretching. Mm. So you get a hole that gets wrong, wrong, wrong. And guess what? That's what you got. Wrong, wrong. So you got to come and get things to help tighten that back up a little bit.
We just talk about Kegels.
Kegels, yep. There you go.
And some of them need more than even
that. The Kegels, after that, all of that womp-womp, them Kegels ain't going to be able to come, have to come back. It. That's you a little far
it's
gone with that.
It's too much mileage. It's too much.
Yep, so.
Oh, so now that I have you here, now we're talking about this. It always boggled my mind. So, age-long question. You have children, and out of respect, we're just going to call it WAP. Everybody say they got the WAP. Okay, cool. The walls. When you have a baby, those walls thin in that vaginal region, or do they, like, okay. Is that a myth?
No, they don't thin, they just expand. That the vagina can get very, 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 very big and wide.
Hmm.
Yes. Well, just think, you see baby, if you've seen a baby, the head, you know, most of them are about like 8 to 10 centimeters, mm-hmm. or I mean, really more than, no, not 8 to 10, you know, 89 centimeters, that kind of, they're just big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them have come out with a head like yours.
Yes.
Already.
Shots fired.
No, just,
I'm going home. She low key just went on me.
Just think that comes out of you. A 10-12 pound baby comes out of there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stretching.
It is.
So but
it
when
is.
You get older, mm-hmm. and less estrogen, the vagina will thin.
Oh.
Or if you're breastfeeding a long time, the vagina will be like it's in menopause, it will thin.
Hmm.
If you're on certain chemotherapy, like from breast cancer, you know, your vagina will thin.
Wow.
You know, so it has to do with the lack of estrogen.
Gotcha.
You know, more so than having a baby.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, didn't mean to go off tangent. Go ahead.
No, you're not. But,
no, you have these questions.
And that's actually a good, something I actually wanted to bring up a point. So for anybody else that is out there listening that does have questions that you'd like to ask, you know, Dr. Z always jokes, you know, she's like, you know, this is the consultation without the copay, the chance that you get.
This so is the hookup.
This is the chance this for the an hookup. Opportunity for you to call in. So please call us. We're at 703-951-7003, and that's for a local or a local number, and also for WhatsApp as well. So you can call in if you have any questions as well. So, and actually, too, I just wanted to mention some just piggyback off what you were saying earlier. You know, talking about Pure Romance products being able to supplement what you're doing in the procedures, and that's really how we started, kind of reconnected and really started building up this relationship again as well. About a little over a year and a half ago now, Dr. Z asked me to come into her practice and come speak to some of her clients on different ways and different products that we have that can help help do that, to supplement the procedures they're getting and help prevent some issues and things like that. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's just been. It's been awesome. We just started doing our, we're doing our monthly, every month, the third Thursday of every month, we stream live on Instagram and Facebook. And then we are also having Zoom participation as well. So people can participate, ask questions, contribute to the conversation, the dialogues that we're also having about sexual health and wellness. So it's been awesome. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's kind of where, Pressure, where you saw me doing that. And kind of we're like, all right, Lay, let's do something else and take it a little bit, a little bit bigger to another level, right?
Just another step. That's why we're here right now. Exactly. So, and while you're talking about that, you know, some of these Zoom calls, some of these women out here would like to join those calls. Is there a way for them to get on some of these Zoom calls or find some more information, or what do you suggest?
So forgive me for not having the Zoom information available, but I know if you reach out to either myself on Facebook or Instagram on our pages, or just send me a private message, I'd be happy to send you the information when we set up, and I can provide you the Zoom information. Again, I'm at Natasha Woods on Facebook, and then Tea Parties by PR on Instagram, and then Dr. Chambers. I don't want to mess up your social media.
You can take and call, go on Paging, P-A-G-I-N-G, Dr. Chambers, drchambers.com. And that goes to my website, and you can contact us through that. And we also have the office number 703-441-3555. And you can leave a message. I don't know why people don't like I was calling your office.
Right.
It's like, leave a message.
People don't leave a message. They hear the voicemail and they hang up the phone all the time.
And don't push zero either. Listen to the information.
People don't follow directions.
But yeah.
Can't tell people nothing. But I did want to say something. So I did research U.S. News World Report. You have a 5 out of 5 rating. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So you have a 5 out of 5 rating for. No, seriously. I went back. I had to go double check. I was like, nah, this is a CD site. But no, it's a legit site with real rating.
She's
like,
awesome.
you're a 5 out of 5.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Thoroughness of exams, that was 5 out of 5. And then the ability to answer the questions, which is the most significant one, 5 out of 5. So that congratulations. That's really, really good.
You.
Thank you so much for like mentoring, you know, our women out here. Mm-hmm. I'm giving them a different avenue, not just you just go do this job. You can actually have longevity doing something else too. So thank you so much. And I definitely appreciate that. So,
and I appreciate you, because you, like I said, you coming to me with that from the beginning has just catapulted so many other things and opportunities that you don't even know. And I just appreciate you, but I know that's why God put you in my life. I already know that, so I'm grateful for you. Oh, thank
baby.
You.
Baby, you got some sound effects. Yeah. We get special right here. You're all
high tech. VIP treatment. No, just real quick, though, I just wanted to pivot the conversation a little bit, because believe it or not, we're almost out of time. And just, you know, so in addition to meeting you when I was, you know, younger as well, I also met your awesome husband. I always loved Mr. Kersey. He's such a sweet man. And you guys have been married for 43 years now, right?
Together
for 51. That's amazing, first of all. Yeah. Congratulations to that. And hey, Mr. Kersey. Hey,
hey,
hey, Mr. Wayne.
I said, finally.
Yeah.
Better say something.
But I just wanted to, we were already talking earlier about communication. If you could, you know, put in your 2 cents on that and whatever, you know, you have to contribute to that about, especially, you know, being with somebody that long. I know it's been a... A journey.
She's starting. This is Natasha starting something.
No. Just anybody, right?
Just anybody.
Any
That's how
people.
She covers it up. Just anybody. You know, whatever. Just whatever. Let's put it out there. Go ahead.
Well, I was very impressed with you guys, because you hit all the key points. And the very most important one is knowing self. And I found it during this COVID that a lot of patients come in and they talk about how they're having trouble dealing with their kids because mm-hmm. they normally don't see their kids.
Right.
And I see it as an awesome opportunity to get to know their children, mm-hmm. you know, and where we've fallen short in the in our lives is that when I was younger, we went to dinner and we went to the dinner table and we yeah. didn't have all this other stuff. You know, my sister, you go to her house, you better put it in a basket, you know. So we sat down and we talked and we found out what happened like during today. Mm-hmm. And I do that with my husband. Now I say, how was work today? And he, you know, and then I'll like back up a little bit and I'll come back a little bit later. And I say like, you know, well, what happened at work today? So just rephrase the question,
That's
you
nice. Know.
And so then eventually go, well, so-and-so told me such and such and he shouldn't have told me that. And I said, well, why don't you just like talk to him about it? You know, so then I, you know, just to say, and no one asks the children. They like, it's just rush in, try to make dinner, get your homework done, mm-hmm. get to bed. But now they're there. And I feel that God has allowed this to happen
mm-hmm. right.
because we need to get more family central again. Mm-hmm. We need to get back to that community where the village is.
Yep.
raising and being a part.
It takes
a
village.
And they can look and see, yeah, this Ms. Z, she's there. You know, they can call me for anything and they all know that. You know, so to make that relationship that they're not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I had to really, in our relationship, had to get to know me because the only person you can make an effective change in is yourself.
Right.
And you have to know within that your boundaries.
Yep.
What do you, how do you value yourself? You know, in the situations that were bad, 99.9% of the time, it's because I allowed them to be bad or I was the source of them being bad, but it's always easier to blame someone else. People like the blame game, but they never want to look in the mirror and look yeah. at themselves. You know, if you hold a mirror, I used to go like, get the mirror.
Right.
My husband says, get the mirror.
Right.
People go, shut up with that. You know, but we have to look at ourselves. Most of the time, we're the source of our own problem. And when we're having joy, we are the source of our joy
Absolutely.
Also. So you have to look at those things that make you more joyful and the times are better. It's okay. You know, everything's not your battle. Mm-hmm. You know, just because you may be right doesn't mean you have to like get it all done right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it roll. Let it roll for a minute. And a time will come when you'll be able to, in a different way, present that information to the person so that you don't leave them like being wrong.
Right.
You know, because we're not supposed to do that. But you allow them to be able to receive it. And that's the other thing you talked about,
right.
being able to listen and being able to receive. And I wasn't always a listener, but I become a better listener, you know, and I hear things that I listen to all y'all said. And I was like, oh, these youngins hit it. But remember, y'all were hitting it the other way, too.
Right.
Remember, you ain't always going to be able to hit it so fast.
Right.
So make amends with this pure romance and Mona Lisa.
Give her the Mona Lisa. Give her the Mona Lisa, Dr. Z.
And I wanted them to play my song, but I guess they couldn't find it.
We couldn't get it.
I know, but it's okay. You know, just do that song, you know, dedicated to her.
Oh.
You know, dedicate to each other. You know, it's that song, you know, give her roses just because.
Mm-hmm,
you know, give her 100 things,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's not just her, it's also him,
mm-hmm.
and also to your children.
Yes.
Give to your children right now. Don't waste this time. Get to know them, because a lot of children are in darkness and a lot of them are having struggles. And I'm hearing more people come and say, I think my child's depressed. Well, they've been depressed.
Right.
You just haven't noticed it. And when you have no self-worth, you will hurt yourself. And they've had more fatalities from people suicide with
yes.
the young kids
yeah.
and even people that are shut in with people that have been molesting or beating them or abusing them.
Wow.
You know, that means you have to know who you are. Kids don't know who they are.
Right.
You know, don't bring them into the office on all these medications looking like they're on Cogentin or something. You know, like they're like, they could barely look at me and said, look at me in my eyes, you know? So it's sad. So, you know, get to know, talk with them, ask them a question. Don't force them to answer, you know,
right.
but give them an opportunity. And just be a unit. Start talking at the table.
Mm.
Find out what happened today amongst each other or what's going on. Mm. You know, like we used to do back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we knew what was going on. And stop giving babies all these little iPads or the TV move in the car just to keep them quiet. Talk in the car. Have a conversation. No one knows how to have a conversation.
Yes, this is true.
And communication is an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a unilateral thing. It's an exchange. And we do not exchange the way we should exchange.
Mm.
And that's why we're so messed up right now.
And I think it's just on that, from a child, it's a personal level, right? We're always thinking that we are the parent. We do control that. But you also have to have a personal relationship with your child. Sometimes you may not know what to say to your child. Just be in their space.
Right.
They're just there on their tablet. That's cool. If that's what they do, that's all right. Just sit down on your phone.
Let them know next you're to there. Them. Just your be present. There.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then, yes. Give them a hug, you know, and then you can go on about your day. Eventually, they're going to open up to you. You know, I've done it with my son and my daughter, you know, and it works for me. You know, sometimes they want to talk. Sometimes they don't. You know, sometimes dad get out my face. You just told me to go brush my teeth and I'm not feeling you right now. Right. I'm like, I wish you would. I wish you would.
I agree with that one.
You know, it's one of those exchanges. But, you know, I think if you're able to get to that, at least be in their space. And if you mm-hmm. don't know, get around them in just a couple of minutes, 10 minutes or whatever, and then get up and leave. Or just have a movie night mm-hmm. every other weekend or every other weekday. And just enjoy the time with them. Let them pick the movie, whatever they want to do, and laugh with them and ask them questions throughout the movie, you know, and develop that dialogue. It helps and goes a long way. So,
yes, learn how to know and read your children, your people that are around you that are important to you. Just people in general. You see someone walk with their head down, you know, reach down and say, hi, mm-hmm. you look beautiful today.
Absolutely.
You know, or something like that. You know, you change someone's whole mm-hmm. affect.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When you do that, it mm-hmm. makes them think, wow, you know. So just think kinder ways. Someone's blowing and flicking you off. Don't flick and flow back at them. You know, just say, Lord, I hope that person gets to where they're getting to and they don't hurt themselves or anyone else. You know, back it up. Back it up and take a breath and let it be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I haven't got that part yet with the driving. I'm working on that part. But I do try to make it a point when I come across, you know, whether it's a man or a woman, to just give somebody a compliment, because you just don't ever know what kind of battle they're dealing with internally. You know what I'm saying? At that point in time when you run across them. And like you said, you don't know that can make their day. You know what I'm saying? They could have somebody never give them a compliment, or, you know, you don't know what they're going through and dealing with. So,
right. We're not in other people's shoes.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt
you. Someone comes at you, you know, you're not the source of it, because I don't even know why they're yelling at me.
Right.
That means it's not you're not the source.
9 times out of 10. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not the source. Don't go back at them. Back it up.
Right.
And just take a breather and let them figure out where they're at.
Yeah. Just to deliver light to people. Yes. And just like, so for social media, I do it all the time. You know, everybody, I have groups of people just saying good morning. And it's just say good morning back. And that's it. I say good morning. Or just for that simple thumbs up, like, do a heart or a care. Yeah, why are you doing a harder care? Because they're just more worth the extra push of a button and a slide. And it just shows that you put a little extra effort. And you know what? Somebody does care about me in this world. Yeah. You know, maybe I can continue on. And maybe that's that little thing that they needed to get over the hump so they can start their ascension. So I agree wholeheartedly. So I think we're almost out of time. Are we there right now already?
I know. The time flies by, doesn't it?
8 o'clock, man. We're right on the dot. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much. I got a few shows I want to run down real quick because we did not get to them. So, Serious Business Show with Poetic One and Crew. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Real Talk Radio with Archie and Safi. Thursday, 10 p.m., The Ryan Show with Ryan B. And then Saturday, 7 p.m., This, That, and the Third with B-So and G.I.O. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much. Appreciate all the time you guys tuning in. You know, you're gonna get bombarded again with our next week's guest. We're gonna keep that on wraps. I'm still gonna hit you again. Just unfriend me. But we're gonna keep it going. I appreciate you so much, Dr. Z, for coming through.
You.
This was a real treat.
So
we're about to take a few pictures and stuff like that, and, you know, make the aesthetic so we make people, you know, really remember BYOV and Dr. Z and what she brings to the table. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Tasha, you have anything before we go out?
Yeah, come back next week. Come join us for more fun next Wednesday. We have an awesome guest. I'm really looking forward to bringing him in here and getting us going. And again, thank you, Dr. Z. I love you to pieces. I really do.
More. Here's a hint. It's a guy. It's not a female. It's a guy. And Natasha picked him.
Oh, stop.
I'm just saying, like, okay, this is what we're going to do now. Okay. But now, tune in, guys, next week, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Bring your own vibe. BYOV, thank you guys so much. God bless. Have a good night.
Good night. Good night.
Some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way, like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier. You fold in the pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way, like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, it's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't a soldier. You fold under pressure. I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's schedule. I ride by my lonely, cause these niggas telling. Snitch. And you know that I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feeling. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Best set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it stepping. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. No, holding that water, won't spell it. When I die, nigga, secrets. I keep